Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to be ready and prepared when your Son, Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, finally comes as he has promised us. To be ready and prepared to meet him, just like the five wise virgins did, who took flasks of oil with their lamps and went with the bridegroom to the marriage feast. Yes, to watch, for we know neither the day nor the hour of his coming. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, with special attention to the following words of Jesus from verse 10 through 13. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the marriage feast. And the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, how many times have you run out of gas? What would you say right now? How many times? Yes, how many times have you run out of gas? I'm sure most of us would say at least once or twice, if not more, during our lifetime. As a matter of fact, I've done it many times when I was younger and immature, irresponsible. As a matter of fact, every year at least 500,000 of people in the United States of America call for roadside assistance because they have run out of gas. We might understand that happening a generation ago, but today we have warning lights, don't we? In our vehicles, telling us that we're slowly beginning to run out of fuel and suddenly without any gas. So for those of us who run out of gas today, there isn't any excuse, is there? No, there isn't. And that's precisely what Jesus tells us in the parable for today. The five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise, but five of them were foolish. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them. And there was no excuse for that either. While the wise ones took flasks of oil with their lamps. And since the bridegroom was delayed or was late in coming, they became bored, if you will, drowsy, and began to sleep. Suddenly there came a crowd, a loud cry saying, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. So the wise one began trimming their lamps. But the foolish ones didn't, because they forgot to get oil for themselves. And so they began to plead with the five wise ones, please give us some of your oil. But what did they say to them? Go and buy for yourselves from the dealers in town. And while the foolish ones went on their way to buy oil for themselves, the wise ones were ready and went with the bridegroom to the marriage feast. And the door was shut completely. And when the foolish ones finally came back, the door was closed. So they pleaded earnestly, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And the bridegroom said, truly I say to you, I don't know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Yes, it was too late for them. The door was suddenly, completely closed. They couldn't get in. Imagine their desperation, their cry, Lord, Lord, open to us. But the bridegroom says, I don't know you. Yes, the five foolish virgins weren't ready and prepared. Unfortunately, the same continues to be true today. Just stop and think about it for just a moment this morning. There are many who aren't ready and prepared either. Just like the foolish virgins and run out of gas, so to speak. Because they believe that there's always going to be another gas station, right? When you're driving on the freeway, and I've done that. And my wife says, you better get out on this exit before you run out of gas. And she was right. That's how people act today. There's another gas station where I can gas up. They believe they have enough time. They believe that there's going to be enough gas left in their tank before they get to that gas station or to that destination. They refuse to listen, don't they? They refuse to hear the warning signs, the warning lights from the Word of God that Jesus is talking about this morning when He finally comes. But we don't know the hour. We don't know the day. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next year. Or maybe years from now. We don't know. But the point of Jesus' parable is be prepared in case He comes today or tomorrow. Because you don't know the day or the hour. Yes, sad to say, those who are not prepared, they will be thrown outside, as the Gospel of Matthew says, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, see, Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, no one knows about that day or hour. Be on guard. Be alert. Be awake, if you will. You do not know when that time will come. St. Peter also writes in his first letter, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, listen to what he says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And we all understand that, don't we? A thief doesn't call us on the phone or sends us a postcard, does he?
No.
No. He comes unexpectedly, especially when we're not home. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. As a matter of fact, the expression, the day of the Lord, goes back to the words of the prophet Amos that Luke read this morning. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. Yes, in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord was a time when God came and intervened either with judgment or blessing. And unfortunately for the people of Israel, it came as judgment because they were not faithful to God. They didn't want to listen to God and what God had to say to them. They were always rebellious and breaking His commandments. And that thought of judgment or blessing of the day of the Lord continues in the New Testament. However, instead of judgment or blessing, it is referred to as the day of redemption, the day of God, or the day of Christ, or the last day, if you will. It is then on the day of redemption, or the last day, that Jesus will say to the five wise virgins, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance prepared for you since the foundation of the world." But sad to say, that cannot be said of the five foolish virgins, because Jesus will say to them, like He says in the gospel for today, "I do not know you. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Listen to what Jesus says in the gospel of Matthew chapter 24, beginning verse 40. "Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left." And then Jesus concluded saying, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Now what about us here today? What about you and me? Are we like the five wise virgins, ready and prepared to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, when He finally comes? Or do we sometimes behave like the five foolish virgins, unprepared, not ready for Jesus? Is our tank full? Is it running out of gas? I hope and pray that our tank is full, that we are gassed up, so to speak, our lamps burning with oil, ready and prepared to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says that we must be ready. We must be prepared. And why? Because we don't know the hour of His coming. St. Peter says He will come like a thief in the night when we do not expect Him. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. I hope you listen to it. Listen to it again. "The bridegroom will call us." We all understand that, don't we? "Come to the wedding feast." And we understand that too, don't we? His invitation. Come to the wedding feast. "May slumber not befall us, nor watchfulness decrease, but may our lamps be burning, just like this candle, with oil enough and more." And I know Sharon does this every Saturday. Right, Sharon? Burning. With our Lord returning, we find an open door. And the question this morning is the door open when Jesus finally comes? Are we going to be ready to go through that open door and have our lights burning like this candle this morning when He finally comes? God bless you as you have your lamp burning. Never run out of gas. Have it full. so that you can get to your goal, your destination, one day to the kingdom of heaven. Who knows, there might be a gas station up there. I don't know. I always envision heaven being a place where maybe I can watch Fox News and CNN. I know that's not going to happen. But we know that we're going to meet Jesus. That's the most important part. Our loved ones, as we talked about it last Sunday. In Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.